Systems perspective. Much has been said about integrating logistics subsystems and understanding how to balance trade-offs, but how do you develop a total systems perspective? One way is to look at the system from a big-picture viewpoint, often represented as a diagram of nodes and links. Another way is to look at the total cost of ownership in addition to landed costs. Visualizing complexity with nodes and links. Exhibit 1-28 shows a logistics network diagram represented as a set of nodes and links. Exhibit 1-28, logistics network using nodes and links. A node is any place where inventory is processed, transferred, or stored, so this can include all types of warehouses, including cross-docking centers and manufacturing locations. Market locations, including retailers, might be considered another type of node, an endpoint. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a link is the transportation method used in a logistics system to connect the nodes of the system. In addition to representing the nodes and links in the simplest way possible, such diagrams may also list distances, costs per average unit shipped, or shipping times for each link. From a big picture view like this, logistics managers can better understand the complexity of their systems. Exhibit 1-29 shows how a node and link diagram might be enhanced using a real map in this example. An organization's South African logistics operation is visualized as a series of nodes and links. Exhibit 1-29, mapping a logistics system using nodes and links, South Africa example. The example in Exhibit 1-29 shows how the longer distances are represented by longer links and how various nodes might be served by more than one link. In this case, the diagram is from the perspective of where the organization takes custody of the shipments, at a plant, shipping port, or airport. The portions of transit using water and air carriers and their origin points are not shown because the goods are not yet under the organization's control. Another diagram might have even more information, such as the links following actual routes and so on. The thickness of the lines could even be used to show the volume of traffic. A diagram such as this should suit the purpose an audience is made for. Separating logistics into nodes and links can help network planners look for ways to control costs by simplifying unnecessary complexity or locating areas where multiple markets might be served from a new node. Representing the complexity of the system as a whole to decision makers could also help when justifying investments in new information technologies or process improvements. Exhibit 1-29, for example, shows where several opportunities exist for loaded backhauls rather than each origin point using a vehicle in only one direction and then deadheading back. Node and link diagrams can similarly be used to map the various flows of materials within a warehouse to identify areas where the traffic flow can be improved or a drop-off on one end of the warehouse can be an opportunity for a pickup on the way back. In a warehouse context, this is sometimes called spaghetti mapping. Total cost of ownership. The total cost of ownership, TCO, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. In supply chain management, the total cost of ownership of the supply delivery system is the sum of all the costs associated with every activity of the supply stream. The main insight that TCO offers to the supply chain manager is the understanding that the acquisition cost is often a very small portion of the total cost of ownership. TCO is often used when comparing alternate suppliers. An example is provided later, or for make versus buy analysis, which will consider total acquisition costs, maintenance costs, and recycling costs. Cost considerations in TCO. Related inventory cost category terms are purchase price slash production cost and landed cost. The purchase price or acquisition cost is the price per unit of materials acquired from suppliers. Production cost is the cost per unit of direct materials, direct labor, and factory overhead. Cost of goods sold that is applied to products produced by the organization. Landed cost was defined elsewhere. Note that this total cost of ownership concept can be extended to the entire supply chain, in which case it becomes a strategic measure. Total cost measurements at these higher levels include measuring the TCO to the final firm in the entire supply chain, and beyond that, highest total value to the consumer. Such a perspective can help determine which party can most efficiently bear which costs and so result in a lower total price and higher overall sales, benefiting everyone. Exhibit 1-30 compares these terms. Exhibit 1-30, relationship between cost terminology. Landed costs are often the most important costs considered for a TC of study from a logistics perspective. So important landed costs that frequently differ between alternatives are production cost or purchase price with consideration of the impact of volume-based discount structures for purchases. Discounts are often overlooked in a TCO analysis. Transportation cost at each stage, including industrial packaging. Customs and related costs, tariffs, duties, taxes, intermediary fees. Inventory costs, carrying, ordering, and backorder costs, including inventory carrying costs during transportation, can be significant for slow transport, and handling cost impact of shipment sizes. Third-party provider fees. Monitoring and control costs, which are generally higher when using third-party providers. Some landed costs may or may not differ between the alternatives or may be omitted to simplify analysis. Such costs could include financing and opportunity costs, administrative, executive, billing slash payment, and information system, reverse logistics, returns, insurance and risk management, taxes and foreign exchange, relevant for global sourcing decisions. TCO costs can include capital investment and other pre-transaction costs for establishing a new logistics network. They can also include post-transaction or ongoing costs. Capital investment and other pre-transaction costs include the costs of evaluating choices and switching logistics nodes and links such as requirements identification and research, product development, contract sourcing, search, selection, qualification, and legal review. Process change and training of supplier and organization. Plant openings slash closings, hiring slash layoffs, supplier education and process slash system integration. Post-transaction costs or ongoing costs are the costs of ownership that occur throughout the life of the product. Examples include lifecycle costs, quality, durability, and maintainability, maintenance, repair, and operations and other ongoing service, costs of quality, defects, repairs, rework, returns, warranties, sustainability costs, recycling, recovery of materials, etc. Customer service and reputation costs, support, lost customers. TCO case study for inbound logistics. Longer lead times typically involve more inventory in the supply chain, and the carrying cost of that additional inventory needs to be included in the analysis of the total cost of ownership. Too often companies look at the obvious purchase price, transportation costs, duty costs associated with doing business on a letter of credit, etc., but ignore the additional lead time and the associated carrying costs that go along with long-distance sourcing. For example, a U.S. company's initial analysis of copper tubing costs for Brazilian, Korean, Chinese, and U.S. suppliers showed that the supplier from China had the lowest costs, even after all landed costs were considered. When the inventory carrying costs were included, however, the locally based U.S. supplier, only 3 hours away, had the lowest costs due to the shorter lead times. This example is illustrated in Exhibit 1-31. The highlighting shows line items that have significant price differences. Exhibit 1-31, total cost of ownership comparative example, total cost minimization challenges. Total cost analyses also grow more and more complex as more costs are considered. Therefore, TCO analysis may require sophisticated analytical tools such as an optimization or simulation model. TCO will also change over time and should be periodically reassessed. When working toward cost minimization of internal capabilities and/or alternative suppliers, it is important to take a fresh look and decide which activities or costs should be seen as an investment in capabilities. Value-adding activities should not be removed during cost-cutting without careful consideration of the effect and loss of value. Total cost minimization can be difficult to realize. Organizations have long-standing department-specific cost reduction policies, management incentives, and accounting practices in place that may penalize individuals for failing to minimize costs in their departments. A total cost minimization strategy, therefore, requires extensive process changes starting at the executive level, realignment of management incentives toward total cost, and a method of measuring and rewarding success based on achieving least total cost. Tools such as scorecards can be modified to reflect these total cost measurements, which can also ensure that customer service or other objectives are given weight in the analysis. When properly implemented, a total cost perspective can help organizations make and justify wise, cost-effective choices for the long term.